Monk, the American pianist, was born in North Carolina, Rocky Mountain, on October 10, 1917. His early career in life was not in the spotlight. In his eyes, he was ignored for being himself. Cocky, Thelonious Monk always assumed his music would be popular, and eventually he was right. When he did eventually become famous, he had an excited response. Quote, "I'm famous, ain't that a bitch," was the response to the people who did not believe in his ability or care enough to think of him as an actual pianist. His mother Barbara and his wife Nellie had big roles in his decision making and career choices. At the time of the recording of Solo Monk, Thelonious was recognized as a well-known but not famous pianist. In the 1940s, what made him gain attention was the production of Blue Monk and Round Midnight. The reason for this most likely due to the fact that John Coltrane performed with him in this song. This octet of artists during 1964 was a big hit. Monk's soft, harmonious rhythms and orderly transitions surprised everyone in the community. Ruby My Dear, on the Solo Monk album by Thelonious Monk, starts off with a series of sour notes. It continues down this wiry, uncertain path with no end. In the middle, it goes back to being blue and sad. Ruby My Dear is one of the longer songs on the album, giving it time to switch tunes and melodies. This makes the listener feel many different ways when listening. The mood swings from sad to happy to sad again makes one think. After these mood swings, I looked up back the title and wondered. This song to me is almost like a love letter after a breakup. In the beginning it sounds sad, disgruntled, and lost. It does not want to be there or perform the noise. Towards the middle of the song it becomes happy again, symbolizing Monk looking back at the previous relationship, appreciating what was there and what was done. But in the end, it's still reflecting on the breakup, bringing us back to the sad. Ultimately, this song in its finale is abrupt and sudden about its closing, making one think about the past relationship as a whole in a sad manner. In the 1960s, Monk was going through a rough period emotionally and physically. During this time when Solo Monk was recorded, Thelonious Monk was going through a lot in his life. Financially, he was never too stable because of his fame and fortune that came later in his career. Thelonious and his crew tried to improve sales by using different marketing strategies, but ultimately did not help in the long run. Thinking he was finally able to receive a break, Monk spent Thanksgiving in Cincinnati after being ended abruptly with his physical health. Quote, "The physical wear and tear of the road ultimately caught up with him," end quote. This rough time definitely had an effect on Monk's thought process and impacted the way he made these songs. The Solo Monk album as a whole can be seen as a somewhat blues album. In comparison to the rest of the track, it makes me wonder why Thelonious would even put the song I'm Confessin' in the album. Every other song on the album has a more darker or confusing sound to it. The piece Ruby My Dear that I reviewed earlier on the album makes it seem that way at least. I'm Confessin' brings a lighthearted, short, and sweet tune to the mostly dim and sharp album. The pitches and notes used are higher and happier than the ones on previous tracks with this album. When talking about confession or confessing feelings for someone, generally it's better to speak in a happier tone rather than going for a slow and maybe sad approach. Thelonious now confessing his love opts for an up-tempo rhythm. A short song, it keeps its livelihood throughout the course of just 2 minutes of playtime. I'm Confessin' has more calculated and planned out path to the song. The title and the sound mix with the song well.
Blue jazz and piano music have influenced artists in every time period. Whether the artist realizes it or not, he or she has been influenced by the groundwork that was laid by previous generations of musicians before them. Thelonious Monk has influenced rap artists, usually in their beats and pace of rapping. Although this is not one of the songs Thelonious has written and played, in the song Cream by the Wu-Tang Clan, the beat of the song uses a piano in the background to accompany the beat. Thelonious Monk made the future of artists like the Wu-Tang Clan possible through their music. The piano music in the song Cream is lighter and happier tone with a hook that repeats itself throughout the song. The hook used can be described as a catchy and repeatable tune that makes one want to jump in a sort of way, like Thelonious' music. Thelonious also on stage wasn't like normal piano artists. He typically was moving around all the time, and he even started dancing a couple times on stage. This is like the Wu-Tang Clan's music, because you never really know where they're going to go with it depending on who's hopping on the track. They have so many different artists in the clan, it's just kind of hard to predict where the music's going, just like Thelonious Monk. In Toni Morrison's jazz, characters in her book often react to blues and jazz music. Their reactions to this music change the mood from characters and describe how certain people feel. In an excerpt from the book, up there in that part of the city, which is the part they came for, the right time whistled in the doorway or lifting up from the circles and grooves of a record can change the weather, from freezing to hot to cool, end quote. Thelonious's music did this in a way. He was known in the community to dance on stage while he was performing, causing everyone else to join as well. Music shifted Monk's attitude in real life, just like the people in the city in Toni Morrison's jazz.